Still hoping for a diplomatic solution. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. But time could be running out as Russian military forces surround Ukraine on three sides. As a result, most of the staff at the U.S. Embassy in Kyiv is being evacuated.
The risk of Russian military action is high enough, and the threat is imminent enough, that this is the prudent thing to do.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken, yesterday President Biden and Russian leader Vladimir Putin spoke by phone.
The high-stakes phone call between the two world powers lasted for an hour and 2 minutes. A senior administration official said it was, quote, professional and substantive. The White House released a photograph from President Biden. He's at Camp David this weekend, huddling with national security advisors. The same administration official says there were no serious breakthroughs to make Putin back off and leave the Ukrainian border.
Fox's David Spunt. The U.S. is also watching what happens next in North Korea after a series of missile tests. Secretary of State Blinken, who met with his Japanese and South Korean counterparts, says the North is in a phase of provocation. Reinforcements are being sent to Canada's capital, where police are trying to end days of demonstrations. Fox's Alexis McAdams is in Ottawa.
We've seen thousands of people coming from all across Canada to show their support for the Freedom Convoy. They say this is much more than being about COVID vaccine mandates. This is about their freedom. They think that they played by the government's rules here in Canada, and now they want to have their lives back.
Meanwhile, at the Ambassador Bridge, which connects Canada to Detroit, vehicles that had been there for the better part of a week have been moved, but the area remains congested because of the ongoing protest. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
We should learn more this week about the bipartisan infrastructure law signed by President Biden in November. On Thursday, he'll travel to Ohio and make stops in Cleveland and Lorain. The $1 trillion package provides Ohio with $10 billion in highway funding. $60 billion will go to state and local governments to fund major projects. All of that federal spending on infrastructure and on COVID relief has helped fuel inflation, and prices could go even higher.
Consumers are seeing higher prices and in some cases lower inventory. Inflation soared over the past 12 months to a new 40-year high. The Labor Department says consumer prices jumped 7.5% last month compared to January of 2021, the steepest year-over-year increase since February of 1982.
Fox's Claudia Cowan. Britain's prime minister can't really blame the economy for his political problems, but he can point to parties that happened during the height of the pandemic.
Police sending a questionnaire to British Prime Minister Boris Johnson as they look into parties thrown at his residence in defiance of COVID-19 lockdown orders. Johnson has denied any wrongdoing in what's now being dubbed as Partygate, but he is alleged to have been at up to six of the 12 events at his 10 Downing Street office and other government buildings. He has acknowledged attending a, quote, bring your own booze party in the number 10 garden in May 2020, but insisted he believed it would be a work event.
Fox's Samantha Liebman, some members of Johnson's own party are calling on him to step aside. Detected in the UK, a hybrid strain of the coronavirus being called Deltacron. Health officials say the strain is believed to have mutated in a patient who caught both the Omicron and Delta strains of COVID-19. It's unclear how widespread the variant is or how transmissible. I'm Pam Husso, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.